Morning, everybody. It's a great pleasure to be with you today, and I was also really touched by your presentation. It was very, very deep for me, and I also realize similar things in my reality. So I'm very grateful that all of you are here to think about and to feel about and to experience these shadow issues and to explore it a little bit deeper. My name is Stefan Münzner, and I'm originally from Germany, but I live right now in Brazil. I lived sometimes in Zambia, then I moved to Brazil. And it's still a surprise for me since I'm originally a civil engineer and I'm here today. So it's also, I changed a little bit in what I do. And the aspect of equality and diversity came to me a little bit in the last year since I was living in Brazil. It's about 4.5 years now. Okay, better?
Yeah, not so much.
Okay, thank you. So two things happened. I came into an approach which is called a thinking environment, and I'm living in Brazil. And what I really realize in Brazil that there are so many ethnocentric informed Hollands all over Brazil, and it's really really strong. And so I decided to create some dialogue groups last year. Well, I decided it, but I haven't done a lot on equality, diversity, and collective shadow. And to speak a little bit about that. But what happened? As I said, I haven't done a lot, but I want to give you, for instance, some of my experience as what I experience in Brazil is that there are different groups, and I am part of different groups, and sometimes it's hurting me a lot. For instance, I was in a flight recently from Curitiba, where I live, to Brasilia, and in Curitiba is right now the former president imprisoned, Lula. And it was after the Labor Day, and there were a lot of cadres from the party of Lula in the flight from Curitiba going back to Brasilia. And what's really happening is that these people, they are very strong bringing up their point in the flight, during the flight, saying something like, free Lula, Lula is here, and these kind of things. And this is something which is still disturbing me a lot sometimes. And I can deal with it if it's done on the football field, but it's difficult for me if the people shout it out to convince other people, and this is also happening a lot. And so it was okay at the end because I left the flight and I worked on it. So it's fine. But this is not only happening on the left. What was this side? It's also happening on the right. For instance, I'm in a WhatsApp group, and there are a lot of. Thank you. Very systemic thinking, thank you. So I'm in this WhatsApp group, and the people post things, and I have sometimes the feeling without thinking. So they post things which are, but I think I'm sure you know that, which are reiterating the belief they already have, and we, even without thinking if it's true. So they posted something like somebody from the other political party is against the church, and she wants to remove the church. which when I read it, I found it so absurd that I had to comment it. Normally, I don't comment these things also because it does not make any sense. But when I saw that, I commented, please think before you, because it does not. It's unbelievable sometimes for me. Anyhow, and what we do in the thinking environment is something we want that everybody thinks for themselves. And then I say think for themselves is it's a whole body thinking, a whole body sense making. That means I will speak about this a little bit more in my presentation on Saturday when I do it in a one-to-one work. But right now it's more a group application, and so the intention behind the thinking environment is the quality of everything we do is based on the quality of the thinking we do first. Again, whole body thinking. So how can we create the best conditions for everybody to think? And Nancy Klein, who created the approach, says, well, it depends a lot how we treat each other. And how they treat each other is now called the thinking environment. And there are... And the form we treat each other is based on she created 10 components. And as I said, I will speak more about this on Saturday, but there are two components which are equality and diversity. So my intentional thought was for the talks I intended to do in Brazil was to look at this idea that we create rules which are equal for all of us, not considering the diversity, and automatically some people are falling out of it. This was a call for this dialogue process. But in the thinking environment, we have two different ideas, a little bit different ideas of diversity, because we always want to create the best thinking. And equality here means the potential of everybody to create the best thinking is there. So everybody has the potential. We are equal in the potential to create the best thinking. Again, full body thinking. However, the thinking can be different between all of us. And here comes the diversity, because we have to recognize the diversity of ideas in order to think good. This is one point. And the other point is the diversity of group identities. And here comes in the collective shadow, in my opinion. The group identities means I am white, blue eyes, no hair, tall, wearing a jeans, green shoes. So what are the other people? These are different identities. And some of you have the same identities as I have in this sense. Maybe not the green shoes, I'm not sure, but some other things. And so what are the other people assuming about me? Because of this stops me from going to my fullest potential. And what are the other people assuming about us? Because we share the same identity. In order to get, which stops us from getting to the fullest potential. So the idea of an assumption is very important. It's limiting beliefs. And we say, we learn it during our lifetime, these limiting beliefs, limiting assumptions. And it's all intrinsic, learned in our childhood, or brought to us from the society we live in. And these limiting beliefs are normally false or untrue, but lived as true. And the idea is now, There are various processes, but in this diversity process I'm describing right now, we look at the group identities we have, and what I am assuming, or the others are assuming, about this group identity, which limits me or my group to go to my fullest potential. So this is the other aspect of diversity I wanted to bring in, and of assumptions. So here comes in this collective shadow. I don't think I will need the 10 minutes, but anyhow, thank you. I lost my line of thought. Thank you. What was the words before of that? So the group identity, it's especially very important in the ethnocentric Hollands, because we only perceive ourselves and not so much the others. It's very embedded on this level. But on the other side, it's also, of course, submerged in the other levels somehow, to speak. And the idea is that when we speak about that, for one side, it's the diversity process, which I described. On the other side, it's, I think, this dialogue processes I started to create. Then we can take a look of the group identities we have and how to overcome them, and then also proceed to other levels, other stages. I think that's the point I wanted to make at this point.
So thank you very much, Stefan. For me, you framed now the topic in your own words and added another and though equal perspective to the topic. So for me, very enriching and a beautiful example how the process of discovering and acknowledging can be worked on.